So when I understand that God is on my side, fear and dread are driven away. We all want to live with a God on my side confidence, don't we? And we want our children to do the same. So this week, we're using Psalm 118 as our guide to pray for our children. Again, send this along to other parents so they can pray for their children or grandparents. Send it to your kids. We want to be able to pray for our kids. Psalm 118 is a guide we're using. So let's pray today for our children and help them and pray that they understand that God is always on their side. Psalm 118, 6 and 7. Psalmist says, "The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is on my side as my helper. I shall look and triumph on those who hate me." Left to ourselves, we are defenseless, fearful, and alone. No protection in sight. But then when we open our spiritual eyes to see the one standing right beside us, standing by our side, he's the one who drives away fear. He's the one who protects us. He is always my helper. When the Lord is on my side, I will not fear. Heavenly Father, please be with my children. Name your children. Please be with my children. Help them to know that you are always with them. Allow them to feel the warmth of your presence. Give them the assurance that you are on their side. Let them know that whatever is standing in their way, it's no match for you. Take away their fear. Help them to cast all their anxiety on you. Give them the strength to heave it up on you like a farmer throws a heavy sack of grain into the bed of his pickup truck. Remind them that you are the defeater of every enemy, even the last enemy, death itself. Meet them in the classroom, the dorm room, their office, the hospital room. Calm the beat of their heart. Quiet their soul in your presence. Remind them, the Lord is on my side. I will not fear. In Jesus' name, amen.